As Boyette hears the buzzer, he begins to rise. Calvin shook his head in a daze as consciousness slowly crept in. The cheers faded, replaced by the harsh buzz of fluorescent lights and the clanging of metal doors. Calvin's eyes fluttered open, the cold reality settling in his stomach like a stone. He wasn't on a basketball court. He was lying on a thin mattress in a 6x8 cell. He realizes the buzzer is not a game-ending signal at some sports arena. It's the 6 a.m. wake-up bell at Attica Correctional Facility. The game was a dream. Calvin sighed, swinging his legs off the bed. As he made his way to the communal showers, a familiar voice called out to him.
Yo, Calvin.
Hold up, man. It was Uptown, the inmate from cell 13. Calvin slowed his pace, allowing Uptown to catch up. The older inmate's eyes darted around nervously before he leaned in close. Listen, Uptown whispered. Something's going down on our tier. Old beef from another joint. Keep your head low, you hear? Calvin nodded, a knot forming in his stomach. As they made their way to the cafeteria for breakfast, an eerie tension hung in the air. Suddenly, a deafening explosion rocked the facility. Smoke billowed from cell 15, flames licking at the bars. Chaos erupted. Guards shouted orders, inmates scattered, and alarms blared. In the pandemonium, Calvin caught Uptown's eye. The older inmate's grim expression said it all. This was only the beginning.
A guard's voice echoes through the cell block. After careful tabulation of the inmate population, the total computations are assumed to be correct.
Calvin rolls his eyes, muttering under his breath, "Shit, why can't you just say, the count is correct, like every other guard?" With the count cleared, Calvin reports to his work assignment at the furniture shop. As he enters the workshop, the smell of sawdust and varnish fills his nostrils. He spots a familiar face, Pop Green, an old-timer with over 20 years at Attica Correctional Facility. "Morning, young blood," Pop greets Calvin with a nod. "Quite a ruckus earlier, huh? This place never stays quiet for long." Calvin nods in agreement, picking up a sanding block. As they work side by side, he can't help but wonder what wisdom the veteran inmate might share about surviving in this unpredictable environment. Calvin turns to Pop Green, his eyes searching for answers. "Pop, what's the real story behind this morning's chaos?" Pop leans in, his voice low. "Listen up, young blood. This ain't no simple beef. That explosion? It's just the beginning of a long overdue reckoning." Chino, another inmate, joins them, his face etched with a mix of excitement and fear. "Yo, I heard it was 'cause the guy was a snitch. They had to take him out, you feel me?" Pop shakes his head, his eyes narrowing. "Nah, Chino. You got it all wrong. This goes deeper than that. Let me school you both on what's really going down." He pauses, making sure no guards are within earshot. "That guy they hit? He wasn't no snitch. He was part of a gang that's been terrorizing the weak and vulnerable in here for months. Jumping people in the showers, extorting families on the outside, you name it." Calvin and Chino exchange glances, their faces growing serious as Pop continues. "This morning? That was just the opening act. There's a group of inmates who've had enough. They're fighting back against these predators. And trust me, there's more coming. This is about setting things right, evening the score." Pop's eyes bore into them both. "You boys better watch yourselves. Choose your sides carefully, 'cause this powder keg is about to blow. And when it does, you don't want to be caught in the crossfire." As the weight of Pop's words settles over them, Calvin realizes that surviving in Attica just got a whole lot more complicated. The prison wasn't just a place of confinement anymore. It was about to become a battlefield.